I'm right here. You're here, right I am. Here.
Yeah. Say we're listening to WRIR. Do it.
Oh, okay. You're listening. Hey, I can't hear myself. Oh, here we go. You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. This is the Motherland Influence, coming to you every Sunday for African, Latin, and Caribbean sounds from 5 to 7 p.m. Let's continue. We tend to be heavy on the African side. We're going to hear, I guess it's a new release from Nyanzi Goulard out of the Democratic Republic of Congo. We're going to hear the title cut from the new one, Kash Kash. Get a little dancing going here.
Yeah. Natalie Man. Yes, I'm on. Tanzania yetu ndio nchi ya kusifiwa, kote ulimwengu ni watu wote watambua. Tanzania yetu ndio nchi ya furaha.
شريكة حياتي. هاديك هاديك هي نيتي. هاديك هاديك هي نيتي. إلا خفتي غير كذبتي. أختي يا جي راه مشيتي. لا نفس وان ما تخاف في شي. واش ما لقاك شي كامل حبي. رمتش فيني وشنو دلبي. عرفتي الحب ما فيه كدو. يمكن غلبتي انا مغلوب.
You were listening to WRIRLP. What am I missing? Oh. You were listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And not sure why I'm not coming out like I should, but we're still coming out over the air, David. I'm not hearing anything here. But anyway, trying a little technical thing here. All right, I guess we're okay. You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. We just heard from Azaret Adahabia and a tune of Lana coming out of Morocco, some 70s Moroccan funk. Before that, we're in Tanzania with Banaba. And Tanzania Uhuru Day, a new single from him. And in the background, let's see if I can get this to come up. It's strange, I'm not hearing things, but I see the needles moving.
Welcome Hill on keyboard.
There we go. In the background, here, Tunji Band live. We have Janine Bell here from Legba Folklore Society, who will tell us a little bit about them in a few minutes. And she's got an event coming up. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. Thank you for coming
in. Love coming into this studio because it is so vibrant with music, with shelves and rows of music of all kinds, so much that people haven't heard or seen because other radio stations don't play it.
Yeah.
So it makes me feel good to come here and be in the midst.
Good. Thank you for coming. Glad you enjoy it. And you have an event coming up.
And the Tunji Band's going to be there.
Yeah.
The 2019 Capital City Kwanzaa Festival. It's that time of year already. It's December 28th, 1 week away.
Okay.
At the Martin Luther King Jr. Middle School, 1 to 8 p.m. And it's serendipity that we're having the festival there again this year because, of course, Dr. King was committed to bringing about civil rights and human rights for African Americans in the 1960s, okay. 50s and 60s. The Kwanzaa holiday was created by Dr. Maulana Karinger in 1966 for similar reasons, but also more so focusing on the cultural reconnections. Mm-hmm. El-Hajj Malik El-Shabazz, Malcolm X was working same purposes down a different point of identity and nationality. And so that time in our evolution was very important, I think. And so it's like legacy meets legacy. Dr. King's, the school named for him, and the Capital City Kwanzaa Festival and Dr. Karinga.
All right. So what's going to be happening there?
Well, we got a stage full of music.
All right.
That's what your listeners like.
Yeah.
In addition to the Tunji Band, reggae aficionados, such great musicians, and they've been around for a minute. They all locked in. Of course, the Alegba Folklore Societies, African Dancers and Drummers will be there. We just won Best African Choreography at the inaugural RVA Dance Awards.
Congratulations.
Isn't that awesome? It was like, who knew? But we were so honored to be recognized in that way. And Happiness Dance Studios in Church Hill on 25th Street, the Tappers are going to come out and do a tribute to Bill Robinson.
All right.
Also, Renoko Rashidi, internationally recognized as a cultural historian, as an African historian and educator. He travels the world to ferret out the African presence everywhere. And he's going to come virtually to just show us how African people are everywhere and the contributions that are made and the fact that other folks see us and put the images and art pieces in museums and so forth all throughout Europe and every which way. And sometimes we don't even know these things ourselves.
Oh, just recently, very slowly, you're starting to see some of that stuff coming back from Europe. Africa's like reaching out, trying to get their stuff back.
That's right. Yeah. Give it back. They're saying give it back.
There's two new museums, one in Dakar and one in Kinshasa.
Yes, there's one huge one in Senegal now, new Black History Museum or African History Museum.
It's
probably considered, I guess, the biggest in the world as far as I know.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's, and the thing about it is, even though the creations are beautiful, they're mostly not even intended as art pieces.
Right. They're being used,
That's right. Yeah. They're used as a function of how people live life. It's expressions of our magic and our connections to the cosmos, bringing it to the earth, our spirituality. So he's going to be filling us up with all of that. And taking the world by storm, hip-hop Afrofuturist artist Oshun.
Right.
Going to be in the house. And I'm just really excited about that because, of course, the Kwanzaa Festival and all of Alegba Folklore Society's programs are designed to reach across the generations. But sometimes because, you know, it's the work that we do, a lot of times folks in their 20s, 30s, teens don't have that cultural affinity because it hadn't gotten passed down.
Right.
Which is unfortunate because even when Tony Brown from Tony Brown's Journals came to the Capital City Kwanzaa Festival, one of the things that he said very boldly is that our culture is the key to our success. So the further away we get away from it in time, the further away we get away from it in mind, and that's not good. But they're going to be bringing it, talking about love yourself, know yourself, love yourself.
Right.
And they remind me, and I'm going to say tell my age now, they remind me, and we all know this, all of your listeners know this, of George Clinton and the Funk Mob, Free Your Mind, and everything else will follow. The Kingdom of Heaven is Within, Sun Ra's Orchestra, Space is the Place, Descending from Saturn. It's the same kind of commentary about how past, present, and future are now. Africa's not a long time ago and far away. we carry it with us every day.
Right.
And it expresses out from us as African and African descended people to all we meet. So it's just going to be really lively, and I think really, really a high spiritual vibration. The theme of the festival is even ascension.
Okay.
The future is now. And of course, that's not all.
You got the marketplace.
The marketplace is going to be rich, rich, rich.
Yeah, I dropped a few bucks there last time.
And I know that in practicing our Ujamaa, cooperative economics, one of the principles of Kwanzaa, the sellers there appreciate that. The imports of all manner of things that, you know, you can't buy at the mall, we're going to create the African mall. Good food, of course. Bring the children. Kwanzaa holiday, this is a festival, but it celebrates the holiday. It's not the holiday. And the holiday upfronts the children. You know, the children sit at the elders' knees to absorb their wisdom, and then the elders give the keys to the future to the children.
Right.
So we have Watoto Kwanzaa. Of course, all of the terminology of the holiday is in the Swahili language that's spoken widely through Eastern and Central Africa. And so Watoto means children
right.
in Swahili. So bring them for Watoto Kwanzaa so they can make things and learn things. Start right away with the candle lighting ceremony, because it puts us in the space of the Nguzo Saba, the seven principles of the holiday, and what they really mean deep within, not only for those 7 days, but to highlight it then and live it throughout the year. And so that's a time where we can hold hands and be together and remember our ancestors in that moment. And then, of course, throughout the day, there'll be other workshops for adults as well. We call them the NIA sessions. NIA yeah. is the principle for purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you need a doula is one of the sessions. The spirituality of numerology is one of the sessions. Trading with Africa
mm-hmm.
is another one of the sessions. And, of course, the Joyce Branch Healing Place will be open with Reiki masters and massage therapists and crystal therapy and tarot card reading. And so, you know, go on over there and get yourself together.
Actually, I may have to hit the massage thing. All right, so when is all this happening again and where?
We're Saturday, December 28th, 1 to 8 p.m., so you got a long span of time to be in the place. The Martin Luther King Jr. Middle School is at 1000 Mosby Street. It's just adjacent to VCU Medical Center.
Okay.
And in the community where people can easily access us.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in.
Oh,
as
thank
always,
you.
It's a wonderful program. Thank you for doing what you do. We appreciate it.
Thank you for doing what you do. No, what would my you. Sunday be like without this music? You guys are awesome.
Thank you very much. That's Janine Bell, guys. So, highly suggest, again, I'm not supposed to tell you what to do, but I highly suggest checking out the Kwanzaa Festival next Saturday. All right. And in the background, we'll go off a little Tunji band. They'll be appearing there.
Mike Gray on guitar. Band. Professional, punctual, polished, experienced, fun, and perfect for parties.
Call today and liven up your special event.
Okay, we just had Ms. Bell up here talking about the Kwanzaa Festival. How about listening to the Volta Jazz Band talking about Air Volta?
Air Volta!
Ervalta, Vita Waibuya, Ervalta, Vita Tankodogo, Ervalta, Vita Gakai. ya Ivita waibuya Ol volta aviona na Ivita jebugu Ol volta aviona na Paso aviona na Paso aviona na Paso aviona na
Sécurité,
vitesse,
confort,
air guiné.
Yeah.
Yedala maubeyo Saya esinino maubeba
DJ Carlito, and you're listening to WIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond Indie Radio. Don't forget to check out my show, If Music Could Talk, every week on Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m., featuring music from all parts of the world. These days, all music is world music, so I try to bring you the best from everywhere, every week. If Music Could Talk, where music says it all, on WIR.
WRIR's mission is to air underrepresented news, views, and music to build cultural diversity in your city.
We are the most independent public radio station in Richmond, Virginia.
If you want to make a difference, then join us.
If you need to be heard, then join us.
You will volunteer with people of many cultural, social, and economic backgrounds.
What brings us together is a belief in true, independent community radio.
If you can't volunteer your time, you can support our mission with your financial gift.
Find your voice.
Visit our website at www.wrir.org.
So visit our website at www.wrir.org. Give a gift of a membership to a friend or a family member for the gift-giving time of Christmas coming up. All right, that last song was from Baseko Kouyaté and Ngoni Ba. That guy actually personifies, his band personifies a lot of the things that Janine was talking about when she was here for the Kwanzaa Festival of family coming together. He has his wife and his son playing in his band, and they work together. They're all Jalis, they're all griots. And they make beautiful music together. That was the song Yakare from the new CD Miri, which came out this year. Before that, Le Super Biton de Segou, the song Malamini from the LP simply called Super Biton, which came out in 1988. Before that, Bembeya Jazz National from Guinea, the song Air Guinea from the Silophone years. And before that, Volta Jazz from Burkina Faso, the song Air Volta from the LP Bobo Yeye, the Belle Époque in Upper Volta. Let's play some different music from Guinea. Let's hear something from Hadja Kouyaté from her 2003 CD Yili Malo. Nice balafons on this one. Here's a song called Iwo Tomini.
Thank you. It's just before 7 o'clock, and you're listening to WIR LP, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. WIR is the official radio station for Richmond's emergency services information. During an actual emergency, tune your radio to WIR for official.